We could even be like our first single, you know? Yeah. And then just like full send, like get every angle shot, like in the rain and the everything. Like,
I need you walking like across a bridge.
I will flip and run on the water.
Hello guys, welcome back to Two Lion Brothers Podcast, the podcast where we talk about comedy and our daily lives, brought to you as a day-by-day comedy. I'm Victor.
And I'm Adrian.
And we're back at it again with another non-vlog. And yes, we did not release a vlog last week, but stay tuned because we're likely gonna
talk about that
for a little bit.
At some point. All right, bro, real quick. What's something new that we watched?
Something new that we watched? We watched Mario recently. Well, you watched Mario.
Oh, right. So. Okay, so I watched Mario. Okay, so because, you know, he went to, I think we talked about it on the podcast previously, how you went to go watch Mario.
Yes.
With your friends. I wasn't invited, you know. I see where I'm unwanted. See how it is, you know. I'm kidding. I get that he has his own life. I don't have to do everything with him. I get that we're two brothers and we live in the same vicinity and we do everything together, but
vicinity.
But there are times that, you know, he has to go his way, I go my way. We are two different people. Anyway,
am I though?
I mean, a lot of people think you're turning into me.
Who?
Well, like, I mean, a lot of our like thought processes are a lot the same.
Sure.
Like the way we look at the world is pretty much the same.
Sure.
Like our moral compass is pretty much the same.
Sure.
And the way we view the world. Anyway, that's not the point of this episode.
I'm just going to answer sure.
We're gonna talk about Mario because that's what's up. All right, so I want to be real with you. I enjoyed it.
You enjoyed it?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I want to tell you that I felt like they spent way too much money on the soundtrack.
Yeah, honestly, it had a really, really good soundtrack.
Honestly, like, it had a Guardians of the Galaxy vibe.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It had really good songs. It had songs like Take On Me and like Mr. Blue Sky.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So here's the thing, right? Okay, so, okay, there's this one scene when Mario's doing, okay, no spoilers. This isn't a spoiler, I just want y'all to know. There's this scene where Mario's doing like this obstacle course,
yeah,
sort of thing, and he's like failing it. And I laughed a lot during that, not because of what's going on film,
yeah,
but because I was just remembering myself struggle through specific levels in Mario.
Mm.
While watching, it was very nostalgic. I mean, also the soundtrack of like the game, like the way that they used it.
Oh yeah, it's very like cinematic.
The way they use certain like sound effects and certain themes, like
the original score of Mario taken into a cinematic theme.
I was so impressed by that. Actually, I was more surprised about that than most things.
Than most things.
I mean, that was great. And then there was, I mean, that one scene again. No spoilers. I'm sure you've heard this already. It's all over TikTok and Instagram and all that stuff. Bowser singing Peaches.
Yeah.
I gotta say, bro, I love that scene because it, at the beginning of the song, you know, it's Jack Black.
Yeah.
Well, it's Bowser. And by the end of the song, it's Jack Black singing
it's just Jack Black singing Peaches.
He's just progressively turning into Jack Black.
Yeah.
Which is just everything, if I'm being honest. I was saying how I would have loved to have seen studio footage of him in the booth.
Yeah, in the booth.
That would have been just like fully
just knowing his personality.
He was committing to the role in the booth, you know. He was probably like in full Bowser costume too.
Yeah.
He showed up to work
I don't know about that.
No, you know what I'm saying though.
You know what's interesting? I haven't checked his Instagram page in a while.
You know, I imagine
I'm sure there's something.
There's a clip of him singing it on his Instagram.
Gotta be something.
And then the movie ends. I found it was good, you know. Some of the elements, you know, really nostalgic and stuff. And then at the end of no spoiler again. The movie ends with Blue Sky playing.
Yes.
Mr. Blue Sky. And the whole time it's playing, you know, I'm like thinking, you know, the movie ends and the credits are rolling or whatever. Get the end credits scene, you know, whatever. And then the movie ends and I still have Mr. Blue Sky stuck in my head.
Yeah.
So I start playing it on YouTube.
Yeah.
And then you turn and look at me and you go, all I can think about is Grogu. Yeah. I go, what?
Yeah. Well, you said, oh, yeah. And then I'm like, I'm like, wait, Groot.
Yeah, I thought you said Groot, but you yeah. said, you later
I said, clarified. I'm like, wait, I just realized I said Grogu. Now, don't hate on me.
Yeah,
I was confusing my Groot.
I heard Groot. So anyway, so then I did the next best thing, and I literally played the scene of Groot dancing to Mr. Blue Sky from Guardians of the Galaxy 2. If you haven't seen it, go check that out. The beginning sequence where they're like rolling the credits and saying all the actors and stuff. It's literally like this huge battle scene, and Groot's just hopping around, vibing to the song.
Yeah, it's like 3 minutes into the movie. You don't gotta skip through it.
I skipped like 8 minutes into it, then rewinded it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was looking for it anyway. But yeah, going back to Mario.
Yeah.
So at the end, though, there's like, again, no spoilers. The Easter egg is quite literally an egg.
Yeah.
And I hope they pay that off in the second one.
Yeah.
Because I hope they make a second one just so they can pay that off. Because I'm going to be real with you. You know, y'all know what I mean. Y'all know what I'm saying.
Well, I don't know what you mean.
Get it done. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the studio. They know what I mean.
What do you mean the studio?
The studio who made the movie.
Oh, okay.
I hope they pay that off in the second one.
Yeah.
I'm not even talking to the camera guy. The camera guy, he's not important. What I'm talking about is the fact that, you know, we got to get that has to be paid off in the second one. And they know what I mean. And everybody here knows what I mean.
I don't know what you mean.
Bro, you saw that movie with me. I'm trying not to spoil.
Okay. So this is what happens. Opening scene.
No. Okay. Whoa. Rewind, backtrack. What I'm just saying is I hope they paid off, right?
Yeah.
Because that was like a good teaser. Also, I loved the way they did certain elements of like battle sequences.
Yeah.
Like they paid off different variations of Mario.
Yeah.
Like there's a battle sequence that's like Smash Bros. Then there's a sequence that's quite literally like it's Mario Kart. Then there's another sequence just like normal Mario. So like I loved how they did that like transition of like showing all the different variations of Mario. And it's very nostalgic. And also like they did like that like 2D perspective at some point.
I don't remember that.
When they're like at the beginning of the movie when they're like running through the
construction. Oh yeah. Yeah, they did.
They paid that off, and I was like, "Oh, that's everything." But it was nice. And then there was again, no spoilers. There were definitely moments where, like, just the comedic bits, like they hit right.
Mm.
You know, like it wasn't like forced, and it wasn't like you know.
I mean, I can force it.
Okay, sure. Yeah. I doubt it. Anyway, yeah. But yeah, that was Mario.
Was it though?
I mean, and his brother Luigi's in the movie too. I'll have you know.
If you don't know who Mario is,
oh no,
Mario is a guy with a stash and a blue outfit, white gloves, and the Luigi.
But he wears red.
But Luigi, he's a man who's also short.
He's taller than Mario.
He's got a mustache.
Wow, what a surprise.
And white gloves.
Are they both Italian?
But he wears green.
Oh, of course. He's got a green hat. Mario's got a red hat. We all know the story.
But they also wear, like, t-shirts
that
are green and red.
Okay. It's more like a long-sleeve shirt, but...
I don't care.
It's a long-sleeve shirt, bro. I don't care how you put it.
It's a long-sleeve shirt. Yeah, I wasn't arguing that. It's just a shirt.
Okay, and it's...
And they say, Yahoo.
Okay, sure.
And they say, it's a me.
Okay.
Mario.
Okay.
And Luigi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. It's Luigi. I'm glad we established that. I don't know what that was.
And they say, Mamma Mia.
Okay, I don't know what we're establishing right now, but...
That's Mario for you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
I'll give it a 7.8.
You're rating it?
Yeah.
7.8?
7.8.
We'll give it a 7.5.
Why so low?
What do you mean, why so low?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it ended too abruptly.
I felt like it needed to be abrupt because that's how most Mario games are. Just like you defeat Bowser, boom, over.
But yeah, but it's resolved.
I mean,
yes, resolved, but like... I would have loved to see them like established.
Okay, I guess. I mean,
if they make a second one, you'll see that establishment.
I mean, it did feel like a coming of age story. So you know,
what do you mean coming of age?
Like you know, at the beginning of the movie, they're like bums, and by the end of the movie, they're heroes. You know,
But what does that mean, like, coming of age? Like, they didn't... There was no, like, time jump.
It's not like... It's more like they matured throughout the movie through the course of what happens.
What?
Yeah. <there's, laughs> coming of age doesn't mean that they're, like, growing.
Just, but coming of age.
They're just maturing.
Then why not saying... Coming of maturity.
Because that's just weird.
Why?
Well, because, like, okay, so most coming of age stories are like 14, 15 year olds.
They were already 14, 15.
They were already adults working in the plumbing industry. They just
very
kinda,
big distinction.
They kind of, they rised above, bro. They did better.
Yeah.
You know what? They fixed the pipes. As plumbers, and then they
That could have been taken way out of context.
and then they saved the world without fixing a single pipe.
Yes.
Anyway, that's what that was. You know, okay. The movie. It's Mario.
And Luigi.
And I mean, it's called Mario.
And Luigi.
Okay, sure.
Well, that's not the name of the movie title, but... And Luigi. They say it's a me.
Okay, let's move on from
and
that.
And Mama Me.
Let's move on from that.
If you don't know, Mario
bro. let's let it go. Let's let it move on. Let's move past that.
Okay.
We've been doing some light vlog.
No.
Yes, we have.
No, heavy.
So next week's vlog, there was no vlog this week because, interestingly enough, we haven't wrapped up.
we were rafting in the vlog. No, I'm kidding.
No, we haven't been able to wrap up a vlog that we started in like 2 weeks ago. It's like this vlog has taken us 3 weeks to make because we've been so busy. Yeah. And
it's just kind of us recording clips and highlights. And then we're going to,
We've just been running around. And, like, yesterday we were out filming.
Yeah.
And then at one point, you were, like, looking at me, like, how do we wrap up this vlog?
Yeah.
And I went, let's go to the post office.
And I just looked at him with despair. I was like, the post office?
So we're in the Tim Hortons, okay? And we're having this discussion. And he's just, like, dying of laughter. He's like, why would I go to the post office?
Like, I got email.
I know, but you made it sound like if the world was ending because you were going to the post office.
I mean, I've only been to the post office like twice.
Okay, well, it was an idea. And I meant like the post office in downtown because like they just renovated it and it looks real nice. And I thought it would be a great bit. You know, we're in the post office and we don't even have a package to deliver. We're looking at like the collectible stamps or something. I don't know.
We could make a whole cinematic scene out of it. You know what I mean?
I mean, I guess.
Like us... Here in the stool, leaving the stool, traveling to the post office, you know, us discussing like different methods of transportation for deliveries from post office.
Of a baggage.
And then we get there, and then once we get to the post office, we see the worker in front of us, and then they tell us, how can I help you? And then I answer, I'm just looking around. Just looking at the stamps.
No,
and then just they'll be like, oh, okay, and then just cut. Just end it right there. I've always wanted to make such an abrupt ending. Like right now. No, okay.
We trying to wrap up so abruptly. I don't understand why.
I always want to do it.
Why do you want to end so abruptly?
Because everyone now is gonna start checking the timestamp. They're going to be like, it's a short episode, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is finally the moment where they let Victor do this. Nah. This is Victor's moment, time to shine. You know, end it on a high note. No. Okay, guys, this has been Two Latin Brothers. No, I'm kidding. Obviously not, because it's ending right not here. Ha, I psyched you. You're checking the time, so you're like, this is going on way too long. And I'm like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, well.
I lost myself. I'm sorry.
Anyway, yeah, so there's a lot of clips and stuff. And we still haven't wrapped up the vlog, surprisingly enough. I literally just got back from like an appointment.
Yeah.
And we're recording. We've been really busy this last little bit. There's been a lot going on. I don't know. We've just been busy. Like you've been busy. And the thing too is like there's stuff we can't talk about.
Yeah.
And this is what worries me is that you got stuff going on that you can talk about, and I'm doing stuff that I can't talk about.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know what this podcast is going to be soon.
It's going to be about my life. as a potato.
Around the stuff we can't talk
around the stuff, yeah.
So it'll be...
little things in life, bro.
It'll be interesting.
Like this one time, early morning.
Oh, no.
Early morning.
Yeah.
When it was early and the sun had come out.
Right.
And it was bright. And then the earth. And then
the earth.
The planeta.
The planet.
And then the plants.
The plants on the planet.
And then I.
And then you.
No, the I.
The eye.
Of Agamotto.
Just total left field.
Just totally left field. Okay, if you didn't get that reference, you're not a real nerd.
I was going to say, we haven't watched Guardians of the Galaxy 3 yet. Maybe we'll do that at some point. Maybe I'm going to be honest with you. We probably won't watch it until it comes out on Disney Plus.
No, we're going to go watch it.
I don't got
tonight.
Time. And we can't go tonight.
We're ending this abruptly right now. No,
so we can go watch. No. There's something I was going to say, but now it is.
When we were recording on our little adventure.
Yeah.
Because, you know, previously on the episode of Tula and Hermanos. You know,
right, yeah.
I was talking you into writing a book.
Okay, well, I was going to cut a commercial break.
Right after this.
This podcast is brought to you in part by Two Latin Brothers Podcast. You thought there wouldn't be a commercial, but there is. So make sure to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. We'll see you guys right now.
And we're back.
We are back.
We are back. I know that commercial break. We keep telling you to follow our Instagram and all our stuff, and we never post there. And this coming week, we'll be posting there. It's really a failure on our part. We're just so busy with a lot of... I don't even know what to say because I can't say what it is we're busy with. So we're just busy. Know that we have lives.
Know that we have lives. Our lives are busy. Can you stop with the Pikachu, man?
I just feel like he's not like center.
It doesn't matter.
It bugs me.
Okay.
What was I going to say? There was something else I was going to say that I felt was important. Anyway, that's not. Just follow us on Instagram. Check us out. I'll be posting more. You know what I'm saying? Anyway,
I don't know what you're saying. Why you keep saying, you know what I'm saying? It's like a rapper walking in and being like, you already know who it is. No, I don't know because this is your first song. This is your first feature. This is the first time I hear about you, bro.
Bro, but he wants everybody to know who he is.
Oh my gosh.
But like, think about it. Think about it like this. If like you hear that song 20 years after it was released and he's already like popped off. And you hear that song, and he goes, you already know who it is.
I still don't know who it is.
I already know who it is.
Okay. I'm sure a lot of people know.
Okay, bro, you wanted to talk about the book.
I'm sure a lot of people know that we were going to talk about the book. we're gonna put a pin on that.
No.
And then we're going to take it off because we're going to talk about the book.
Okay, so when we were out, like, vlogging, right?
Were we?
Yeah. Yes, we were. So he was sitting across from me. Okay.
No, I was sitting laterally.
We were.
No, I'm kidding.
We were on the train.
No, we were on a tren.
And the same thing in Spanish. We were. Yeah, we were on the train.
No, we weren't on the train. We were on the cafeteria.
Right. We were at a cafeteria.
Yeah.
In a mall.
No, in a mall.
That's what I just. Okay. You know what? I can't. So he was like trying to convince me to write a book because I've always said I want to write a book, and you know, I gave an idea. Yeah, yada, and...
Did you just yada yada our audience?
There's a lot of...
Excuse? This podcast is a talk show.
I wasn't going to give details of my book.
What well, if someone steal my idea? Well, I didn't say you had to.
Anyway, so he's been talking me into that, so, like, I'm literally going to... I guess I'm just going to start writing a book now.
Yeah.
It's official.
So stay tuned, because in about 25 years...
Okay, well
you're going to hear about it.
No, I'll write, like, a page a day, and then, you know, we'll call it.
Why a page a day?
Because I don't like putting like numbers, you know, like
that is a number.
No, I mean like I don't one like page. I don't like putting word counts because the creative, you know.
Okay, the estimated amount of words for a single page, no, it gives you a number.
I don't know what it is, but anyway, you know. So how about this? You know, because you know, if people go on Instagram,
I'm Instagram.
They can see you on Twitch.
No, they can't.
You don't post about Twitch on Instagram.
No,
because you haven't been Twitch streaming.
I mean, you guys can actually go follow me on Twitch at Axel_Azul at twitch.tv. You know, this is a shameless plug. You can catch me every Tuesday. Not actually on Tuesdays because I haven't actually done it. So, like, you can catch me not Tuesdays because I haven't done it in, like, a year. So
okay, so
catch me soon.
Anyway, I was saying how... What was I going to say?
I don't know. What you're saying?
I was just saying how, like, you know, for every time you stream, I'll write.
But bro, I need you in the chat.
Bro, I can't just, you know, off to the side.
Yeah, you can type in my chat.
Start typing?
Yeah.
On the morning that John woke up.
Oh, no, not
the
John.
The sky was gray.
No.
The birds were chirping.
No, don't do this.
The window across
why
the
couldn't
the
you
room
have a Janaqua?
He walked across
oh, no.
the room, closed the window, and then proceeded to walk out. Into
who
the
walked out?
John.
Can you have a Janaqua?
What?
A Janaqua.
Sorry. If that's a real name, I apologize. I heard something else.
What did you hear? Something for younger youth audiences? I don't think so.
Anyway, moving on. That was rough, bro. That was rough. Anyway, moving on.
Go follow at Janaqua. No, I bet you that's how would you even spell Janaqua? I apologize. That's your real name. I don't apologize that that's your name, but like I apologize that I'm talking about said name.
Bro, I feel like you're knee deep in this.
Oh,
now.
Bro, that's it. I got lawsuits.
Anyway,
defamation of Janaqua was.
It's like your friend, that friend of yours, that like I thought it was Keys something.
Yeah, we're not gonna talk about that.
Yeah, anyway, because I can't recursive, so that was the problem.
Everyone's gonna question who this is.
Anyway,
you know who you are. No, you don't.
I mean, she probably knows who she. Anyway.
okay.
You know who you are.
You really don't.
You know what I'm saying. Anyway.
Is it you? No, it's not.
Anyway, what was I going to say?
Guess that Pokemon. I mean,
so,
what?
So that's going to happen at some point. I think I have a lot of work to do.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, I was explaining it to you, and there's, like, a lot of, like, jumbled thoughts in my head.
Uh-huh.
I got to put it on paper. I mean, I have something on paper already.
Yeah.
I just need to, you know.
I don't know what that means. For all I know, that's you moving the dust off the desk.
I gotta type it. I gotta type it up, you know? Type it up.
You type it up?
Yeah, type it up.
Because it's gonna go straight to the cloud.
Yeah, straight to the cloud.
Couldn't go down.
No, clouds up.
Time capsule it. Let another writer have a chance.
Whoa. No, bro.
Even though you never got a career.
Hey, whoa. So imagine.
Welcome to Roast Fest. No, I'm kidding.
Imagine, though. Like, I become a published author.
I know. It becomes a New York bestseller.
The plot twist.
Two single Latin brother and the other one with licenses.
I think it'd be funny because it'd be like, because you're studying radio, right? It's like,
yeah.
The radio host and the writer.
I approve this message.
It'd be pretty funny. No, but I don't know. It's something I've always wanted to do. And the concept for it started when I was like 12.
Yes.
And then somehow you, like, broke it down on how to, like, basically sell a book.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, what? And then you're like, yeah, so that's how it's done. And I was, the way you just, like, yeah. Wrapped up the, I'm like, so you're saying I should just start writing?
Yeah.
And that's what essentially happened. But, yeah, and who knows? Maybe, you know, a studio will show up and pick it up and then they'll make a movie and then I'll make lots of money.
Whoa. Great. Whoa. Relax. Whoa. First off, that would be an insult to your book. Second, I could see it like a TV show.
That seems like a lot of work.
That's their problem. They're the studio.
Their studio.
I could see it as either A, an animated series.
Wow.
Or B, a TV show. I cannot see what you have in your mind being portrayed as a movie unless it's 16-part movie. Unless you make every single move.
No, you know what? I'd rather.
Wait. Shh.
Stop pushing him. Stop doing it.
Anyway.
Okay.
Not unless you made every movie.
Yeah.
Like the Avatar.
Like the movie, the Avatar?
Like the length of the Avatar.
Are you talking about the aliens or like the Airbender one?
Not the one where they messed up the poor guy's name. Aang. It's Aang. Get it right.
No, it's Aang. No, there's a. Have you seen that TikTok?
I almost made a really dark joke about that.
Have you seen that TikTok of the guy who like walks? He opens a door, like he's coming home. Right.
Anyways, bro, you're getting distracted and off topic. The point is, Avatar, blue people, Smurf people who live in the mushrooms. No, I'm kidding.
Whoa,
no, I'm
kidding. That's a wrong Avatar. I know.
I'm mixing up my stories. I'm mixing up my blue people. That's those, not racist.
It's like the TikToks.
Anyways,
have you seen those TikToks of like people who get the bootleg version of Avengers Endgame?
Yes.
And then like when they're rushing, it's just like a random.
Yeah. There's like a random character. It's like Batman comes out of nowhere and it's just like, I remember that.
It's like suddenly it's Johnny Depp as like in the Pirates of the Caribbean, just like running over.
Yeah. I don't know. Have you seen that edit where of Pirates of the Caribbean, if it was cool? Like, well, not to say that it's not cool. I'm going to get a lot of hate for that one.
I'm going to be honest. I've only seen the first one. I haven't seen all the other
ones. Don't expose yourself like that. the edit where all of the swords are lightsabers.
I think I've seen.
It's like, so cool. And all the cannons shoot like blasters.
Wow.
It's amazing. It's beautiful. I'm sending it to you later. Anyways.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, so that's that, bro. But I genuinely think also we need to wrap up the vlog. So when you see the vlog, there'll be like little chunks of the I mean, there's a lot of explaining that needs to
be done. There's a lot of explaining. There's a lot of our life that you're missing.
Yeah, but I mean, there's it'll be great.
You'll enjoy. Is it though? Is it? No, it's going to be amazing.
It has to be.
Stay tuned for the lo-fi edit and then the full vlog.
Yeah, the lo-fi edits will be going up on Instagram because the one on TikTok kind of like broke. The audio broke. So I have to figure out how to get that to go by.
What I was going to suggest for you to do is select your song on TikTok.
Okay.
And then just, you know, look for the song that you're going to utilize.
Like, you know, on Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because, like, the way I render
it. Not on Instagram, but, like, look for the...
Yeah,
for the free write use version of those.
Yeah. Or I'm just going to, you know, use what's his name?
Outlawed?
Outlaw, yeah. I'll just, you know.
Yeah, he's the guy who wrote our song.
Just shout out to Outlaw. Go follow him on Instagram.
Yep.
Yeah, go follow him on Spotify.
Yep.
Go listen to his music. Link and follow. Link in description.
Yep.
Every episode is there.
Yep.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, just scroll down.
Yep.
Anywho. This guy's getting so much free for all right now.
I know.
There's so many I wanted to say, but I keep forgetting because we keep getting sidetracked.
Okay. So the vlog will be coming to you soon.
Okay, yes.
So stay tuned. Soon, stay tuned.
Okay, bro. So in the last vlog,
uh-huh.
Sir Paulo pitched you singing in a vlog.
No, I'm okay. Well, no, he said me rapping.
Oh, right, you rapping.
Yeah. But sing, I mean, if you guys want me to sing, I mean, all you got to do is just let me know down in the description down below. Like, I'll sing pretty much anything, except for, like, Celine Dion. Yeah.
I was going to pitch, like, you should sing, like, the Deadpool Celine Dion song.
No, I'm okay.
I feel like that's what the people need.
No.
No, you know what? You know what you need to do? You need to get, like, a guy who, like, did, like, an acoustic cover of it.
Uh-huh.
And then you, like, lip sync it.
Oh,
And you give it like you know it has to be like a guy in a room, like it's just like simple lighting. Uh-huh. He doesn't move from the room.
Yeah.
But then you lip sync it and you go all out.
I go all out with the music video. Yeah,
you just go all out with the music video.
And we can even clickbait the audience, not to be like, you know, sorry, but like, we could even be like our first single, you know.
Yeah.
And then just like full send, like get every angle shot, like in the rain and the everything. Like
I need you walking like across a bridge.
I will flip and run on the water, but it's just glass pinks, you know. That's holy stuff. But you know, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would be pretty funny.
Yeah.
I think you'd commit.
Yeah. I'd definitely commit.
I feel like that's what the audience needs.
No.
I also wonder, like, if you were to do it in a way where, or unless, of course, you do record the song yourself.
Yeah.
And then you lip sync it in the video.
Yeah.
But it's you singing. It's still you singing. So you can really, like, get real emotional with it.
Yeah.
And get, like, real deep into it.
I should sing Peaches.
I don't know about that.
I think you guys would enjoy that more than anything else.
Like the Justin Bieber version of Peaches?
No. I get my Peaches. No, oh my gosh, you're going to get copyright. Stop. No. But if you guys are interested in something like that, you know, just let me know. I will go all out for you. You know.
we'll get a camera crew. It'll be great.
I'll get like a camera crew of one.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. I could probably get some people, you know.
It'd be really funny because like that, it's like me holding a camera and then like five people holding a phone.
Nah. Yes.
It'd be the funniest.
It'd be the shakiest thing ever. That'd be hilarious. Like...
No, if they're all using like, if y'all got a good phone.
Yeah.
Stabilization would be all right.
Yeah, they all got, like, an iPhone.
They just all got to film, like, in RAW so that
I
can color grade.
Yeah.
That's it. Make it all look the same. Yeah. But other than that, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. So if you guys are interested in that, you know, let us know in the description down below. You know, pick a reasonable song, an appropriate song, one that I could show like your nephew or or your cousin or your grandmother
or your little brother.
Something that you could almost play at church, you know what I mean? But like not really. You know what? Like, okay. I just want to stab, you know, not really.
So you could play at church, but not really.
Yeah, but not really. Anyways,
it's like a gray area. It's there's beyond. There's like this gray. Much room to operate in.
Play during the break. not really. Don't do that. What was I gonna say?
I don't know.
I'm really sidetracked.
I don't know.
That is okay. Yeah. So just leave me a song recommendation within reason. You know, there's a little gray area where I operate. So don't make it like dubstep. Because I can't do that.
We get you like some turntables.
I can't reproduce.
We get you some turntables and like it's not even plugged in. You're just like in that crowd hyping people up and you're just like turning the knobs.
You know what I would do? I would purposefully walk into a sinful club, not participate, and then just get my own like CDs. Like not even like real like straight up actual CDs. And then put like a pin on the table and make it look like it's attached. You know what I'm saying? And just like, oh yeah, this is all me. But then realistically, it's not.
Why?
Or I have a conversation with the DJ at the club. And then I'm like, let me do something. And he'd be like, do you even know what you're doing? I'd be like, not even once. Let me do it.
And then, you know. I feel like that would be overkill.
I think I could do it.
I don't know.
Give me 24. No, I'm kidding. That's too much promise.
It's like we were talking about how like YouTubers typically they go through a lot of phases.
Yeah.
And they go like YouTuber, then they go like singer, rapper.
Yeah.
And they become like a published author.
Yeah.
And then they go and they join like a TV show or a movie.
Yeah.
And then they do like they do fighting for whatever reason. They go into boxing.
Yeah. People want to fight each other. I don't know where else like anger comes from. But, like everybody's trying to beat each other up now.
I mean, I think it's kind of funny, but
I will challenge no one.
I think it'd be imagine someone drops the gauntlet.
You know what would be really interesting?
What?
If someone really famous came across this video and then left a message on the bottom being like, I'll fight you. I would cry because they most likely have more experience.
Right.
But I would probably do it. I mean, they're going to have to come down a lot of weight because I'm very short, but I'm also kind of heavy. But I also, like, lose weight, you know what I mean?
I feel like you'd go up weight because of the muscle mass.
Well, but I'd also go down. I'd be pretty stagnant, actually. I don't know. If you're someone famous who's watching this right now...
Don't challenge him. He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't even know how to throw a right...
Give me a year.
The guy in the comments goes, you got 8 months?
Honestly, I can get fit in 8 months.
That's not the problem. The problem is just that's like December.
I don't care.
It'll be cold.
Home advantage.
It won't be here. What if it's in America?
What?
What if it's in America?
Still a home advantage.
How is that a home advantage?
Because I live in the continent of America. Home advantage.
I'm going to be like, no, it's because I'm in North America.
Home advantage.
What are they doing in Europe?
Okay, I don't deal with that. Don't challenge me in Europe. Unless I get paid in euros. Then absolutely, let's do it.
It's what?
Unless I get paid in euros.
It's absolutely true. Unbelievable, this guy.
Yeah. If I get paid in euros, absolutely. Let's do it.
That seems a little aggressive. I think we should wrap up, if I'm being honest. I think we've overstayed our welcome.
I've overstayed my welcome in your ears.
I feel like we've overdone it.
But I'll forever be in your heart. No, I'm kidding.
Somehow now I have to write a book now because now it's out there.
Yeah, it's not me. It's you.
Whoa. I love that scene in Seinfeld when the girl goes, it's not me. It's you. You're giving me. It's me. It's not me. It's you. Routine. I invented.
You're saying it. You do realize I said it backwards, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not you. It's me.
Yeah.
Not me, it's you.
Okay, anyway.
I wasn't trying to insult thee. But then you said it the way I... Yeah. You realize what you've done, right? You realize the grave mistake that you've done. You weren't really awake. That was just you talking out of your...
Anyway, getting back to the point. That's a great scene.
Yeah.
Where George is like, I invented that.
Yeah.
Like, you can't give me that routine.
Yeah. Anyways, guys. Hopefully you guys enjoyed.
Whatever this was.
Always in the description.
This has been a mess of a vlog. I was going to say vlog, but it's...
This is not a vlog. Bro, where are you right now?
It's been a long day.
Is it?
Yeah, it has.
Not has. The day hasn't ended. I still got 23 hours left.
I still gotta edit this.
Yeah, I know. So it's kind of concerning.
I'm going to listen to the whole thing and be like, this is trash. Start over.
I feel insulted. Anyways, guys, hopefully you guys enjoyed. Whether it be, go check out our description, whether it be up, down, left, or right, depending on the platform you're on. Make sure to share with your grandmother, share with your sister, share with your donk, share with your moose, share with everybody and everything. And we'll catch you guys on a vlog, hopefully, or...
React Monday, possibly.
React Mondays, possibly. Peace.
Bye.